After 3 years of work, a new film by the Oscar-winning director Jan Sverak called Cookie opened in Czech cinemas on Thursday. It's about a teddy bear lost in a forest inhabited by various fantastic creatures. It was shot using state-of-the-art technology and features the director's father and son as voice actors. In this edition of The Arts, Jan Richter reports on Cookie.
Cookie is a red teddy bear stuffed with wood shavings. That is most unfortunate. His owner, 6-year-old Ondra, suffers from asthma, and his mother chucks the toy away one day, as all the dust is bad for the boy's condition. Cookie therefore finds himself on a dump, but escapes to a nearby forest, where he meets his mentor and other fantastic creatures inhabiting the woods. This is the plot of Jan Svirak's latest movie, Cookie. The director says it took a long time before he got a precise idea of how the film should be made.
I've always wanted to make a movie set in nature, but I didn't know what it should be about. This idea is about 3 years old, that it would be a puppet movie. But for two of those 3 years, we were only thinking about how we could do it because there was no such technology. No one had tried it before, so we had to figure it out ourselves.
The film has real actors as well, but most of the action takes place in a deep forest inhabited by eccentric characters, such as Captain von Hergot, the forest elder who becomes Cookie's mentor and defender, the evil Anushka who wants to take over the forest, two bullies who guard the dump and want to get Cookie back to where he escaped from, and many others. All the forest scenes were shot in location, which was sometimes difficult.
The biggest problem with shooting on location was light, because in a forest the light keeps moving, and when you set everything up it moves, and then it's gone. Also, from big movies, we're used to the idea that you can plant some grass here, put a tree there. But when you're shooting in a micro world, every form of interference is visible. Whenever you step somewhere or bend a flower and replace it, it's not the same. When you rebuild it, it's no longer organic.
The original puppets, their cars and other elements of the imaginary world were designed by a Brno-based computer games developer Jakub Dvorský from Amanita Design.
In terms of design of the creatures and props, it's quite similar to designing the game. But when I'm doing games, my job is much wider. I'm also producer of the game. I'm doing all the business stuff and marketing. And in fact, I'm in the role of the director when doing games. And this time, I was just designer. So it was much easier for me.
How much freedom did you have in creating all those characters and props?
Quite a lot in the beginning, because all the characters were just very rough in the script, and it was evolution of every creature. Every time I created some first very rough sketches, send it to Jan Svirak, and he told me what he likes and what is bad. And so it was kind of dialogue between us and evolution of each creature.
Once Cookie gets involved in forest politics, he helps his friend Captain von Hergot to fight off attempts by Anushka and his evil minions to replace him as boss. There are car chases, flamethrowing and other features that are not usually seen in puppet movies. Jakub Dvorský says it was great fun designing all the cars and other props.
I enjoyed it, designing the cars, because the cars are created from some rusty tubes and pipes and from some human trash, basically. So it was very, very enjoyable to find out how the little creatures created the cars suitable for them. For example, one car is from exhaust pipe. This is the body of the car is from the exhaust pipe from human real car. And of course there's a lot of little details created by the little hands of those forest creatures.
Jakub Dvorský got the job after director Jan Svěrák saw some of his creations, particularly the web-based game called Samorost. The designer says Cookie's world is different from the world of his own creations. Also, some of the elements are similar.
Yeah, the approach is a little different than in our games. And of course, nobody don't like dump or looking on the human waste. But it's there, so it's interesting to integrate it to the whole universe of very nice, there is very nice forest and also the dump behind it and some city. So yeah, it was different. In our games, we are creating a completely imaginary world where are some parts from real nature and some real trash, but this film is from real world, only inhabited by fantastic creatures.
The puppet film will certainly capture children's imagination. However, it does lose focus at times and the pace drops towards the end. Kamil Fila is a film critic for the news website aktualnie.cz. He says Jan Svěrák, who also wrote the script, may have taken too much upon himself.
Těch důvodů asi bude víc. Jednak si myslím, že ten film opravdu má jako velmi rozpadlý scénář.
There are a number of reasons. I think the film is very inconsistent. Jan Svěrák is not used to writing his own scripts, and I think the movie really lacks some solid base. Another thing is that the film is unfortunately stuck between two stools. It's an experiment, an unusual film, and at the same time it's trying to be a huge hit. It never really takes off as a spectacular action-packed movie, and it remains very poetic and thoughtful. I know it's subjective, but for me some parts of the movie are boring. That never happened to me before with any other film by Jan Svěrák, but it has some dead spots.
Úplně zbytečně a vlastně přestože trvá jenom 90 minut, tak vlastně v tom něm jako nějaká hluchá místa.
After the Oscar-winning film Koya, Jan Svěrák went on to shoot two locally successful films, Dark Blue World from 2001 and Empties from 2007, which became the most popular film that year. Kamil Fila says the director has a desire to make Hollywood-style productions and at the same time appeal to specific Czech audiences.
Jan Svěrák jako od jako začátku své tvorby, která teda je známá.
Jan Svěrák has always wanted to be successful in the US. He won a student Oscar, which allowed him to make splashier Hollywood-style movies that have always been commercially successful in our country. In that sense, he is a Czech Spielberg, the Czech filmmaker. After Svěrák won an Oscar for Kolya, he had offers to work in Hollywood, but he turned them down because he thought the films weren't human enough. So he stayed here, but he still wants to have big budgets and big productions, and at the same time he wants to do these nice, gentle Czech stories, typical for the Czech nature, if we understand it in terms of such clichés and stereotypes.
The new film Cookie is set to become one of the hits of the season. It will also be one of two Czech movies featured in the main competition at this year's Karlovy Vary International Film Festival.